This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had a good feeling and a good relationship, and he hoped to meet Kim at the demilitarized zone border dividing the two Koreas later on Sunday. Trump told a group of South Korean business leaders, including the heads of Samsung, Hyundai, and SK groups on Sunday, "I'm going to the DMZ, and I understand that they want to meet, and I'd love to say hello. It's going to be very short." Earlier, the North official KCNA news agency quoted Vice Foreign Minister Choi Son-hui as saying that Trump's offer was a very interesting suggestion, but that no official request had been received. Trump and Kim's first meeting in Singapore last year took place in a blaze of publicity and produced a vaguely worded pledge about denuclearization. Their second meeting in Hanoi in February broke up without an agreement. Earlier at the G20 summit in Osaka, Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed to restart stalled trade talks. Lauren Anthony of Reuters reports.
President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping sat for talks on their ongoing friction on Saturday, where Washington agreed not to slap a fresh round of tariffs on exports from China. President Trump also added that U.S. companies can sell to Chinese tech giant Huawei, a firm that's become a target for authorities.
We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make. And I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
Trump said although he won't be adding a fresh round of levies, he would not lift existing import tariffs. In a statement, China's foreign ministry said Xi told Trump he hoped the U.S. could treat Chinese companies fairly.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. This is VOA News. President Trump on Saturday vowed to appeal a U.S. judge's ruling that blocks his administration from using $2.5 billion in funds intended for anti-drug activities to build a wall along the border with Mexico. U.S. District Court Judge Haywood Gilliam in Oakland, California, said in a pair of decisions Friday that the Trump administration's proposal to transfer Defense Department funds intended for anti-drug activities was unlawful. In February, the Trump administration declared a national emergency to redirect nearly $7 billion in funds to build the wall. Trump has sought to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, but has so far proven unsuccessful at getting the congressional approval to do so. Italian police on Saturday arrested the captain of the Dutch-flagged Sea-Watch 3 vessel owned by a German charity after it docked in the port of Lampedusa without authorization. We get more from Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
Carol Rackete, the 31-year-old German captain of the Sea-Watch 3, said she had no choice but to enter the port because the situation of the migrants on board was very tense and she feared they would inflict self-harm. 40 African migrants who had fled horrors and tortures in Libya were still on board when the vessel entered the port Saturday morning. It remained unclear whether the migrants would be allowed to disembark and what their fate would be, although Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, speaking at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, said a number of other European Union countries said they were prepared to accept the migrants. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Sudan is bracing for a mass protest in the capital against the country's ruling generals as calls are mounting for restraint to prevent a new military crackdown on demonstrators. The planned march is seen as a test for protest organizers who have been hit by a June 3rd raid on a Khartoum sit-in and a subsequent internet blackout that has curbed their ability to mobilize support. Dozens of demonstrators were killed and hundreds wounded when armed men in military fatigues stormed the sit-in outside army headquarters, shooting and beating protesters who had camped there since April 6th. Sudan's umbrella protest movement, the Alliance for Freedom and Change, has called for a million-man march Sunday in Khartoum and its twin city Omdurman against the ruling generals who have resisted calls to cede power to civilians. And Europe was sweltering on the sixth day of a widespread deadly heat wave Saturday, but some relief is predicted for Sunday. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.